glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration. We invite you to stay tuned to our program as we present in song and through the teaching of the Word a message about Jesus Christ. We hope for you a special blessing today through this edition of Moments of Inspiration. If you do not know Jesus Christ as the Lord of heaven and earth, if you have never come to believe in Him, our purpose is to share with you the truth of Jesus Christ so that you might come to believe and through that faith find the joy of salvation that is to be found only in Him. We are praying for the opportunity to share our faith in Him with you. If you have any questions regarding our faith in Jesus as God's Son and our Savior, we would gladly try to answer your questions. Please contact us. You're now invited to enjoy the beautiful song followed by our lesson entitled, Listening to Jesus.
Breath of heaven, hold me together, be forever near me. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, light in my darkness, pour over me.
Who all do you listen to? If you happen to be a child still living at home, it should be your parents. The Bible says we should honor our fathers and mothers, which is the first commandment, with a promise that it may be well with us and that we may live long on the earth. There is more to honoring our parents than just listening to them, but this is certainly included. If we are married, we have a mutual obligation as a husband or wife to listen to each other. Christian wives are taught in the Scriptures to be respectful toward the place of leadership that God has given to the husband. At the very same time, husbands are taught to live with our wives in an understanding way. It is obvious we could not fulfill our God-given, God-ordained duty as a husband or a wife without listening to each other. For Christians, we have an obligation to listen to the governing authorities. We cannot be faithful to God's calling unless we respect those who are our rulers. That does not mean that we must respect the unrighteous lives that often are the lifestyles of those who are elected as officials. Nor are we obligated to obey their laws that godless men make, which would have us live in an unrighteous manner. Jesus taught the Jewish people who were under the old law of Moses to listen to the teachers of the law. They had a duty to give attention to the word, even though they could not follow their teachers because of their hypocrisy. If we are employed, it is necessary that we listen to those who are over us in our work. If we are a student enrolled in any level of school, we must listen to our teachers so that the class will be orderly and so that we can learn what they teach us. I recall the biblical account of Solomon's son Rehoboam. It is recorded for us in 1 Kings chapter 12. Solomon had reigned over God's people for 40 years, and when he died, his son, Rehoboam, reigned in his place. To be accepted as king, all the people came together and told him that if he would lighten the load his father had placed upon them, that they would serve him. Rehoboam asked for 3 days before giving them his answer. And in those 3 days, he asked the advice of men who had served and advised his father. He also asked counsel of his own peers. The older and wiser men advised him to listen to the people, and they would accept and follow him as their king. But the younger men advised him to reject their request and to tell the people that his burdens would actually be greater than his father's. Rehoboam followed the advice of his peers, and most of the descendants of Israel refused to make him king over them, and they refused to serve him. As Christians, we have an obligation to listen to Jesus. When Jesus was on the mountain of Transfiguration along with Peter, James, and John, he was transfigured before these men. Moses and Elijah both appeared on the mountain with Jesus, and they discussed things concerning the kingdom of God. Peter suggested that they build 3 tabernacles, one for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for Jesus. Moses had been called by God to deliver the Jewish people from Egyptian bondage. He had also delivered the law of commandments to them. He had led the people for those 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. Moses had been a very faithful servant of God all of his life. Elijah was a prophet that God had sent to the people to warn them of the wickedness of their idolatry. Elijah had battled the wicked king Ahab and the wicked queen Jezebel. Elijah very powerfully called the people of God back to worshiping the only true God. Peter also knew that Jesus had been sent by the Father, and so his suggestion is very reasonable. But God responds by saying, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." On that occasion, God makes it perfectly clear that Jesus is the one we must listen to regarding spiritual truths. God's will has been given and delivered to the world by Jesus. We cannot choose to find spiritual truth through any source, whether it came before or after Jesus lived on the earth. I read now the beginning of the epistle of the Hebrew letter. God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers, in the prophets, in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. The rest of that chapter exalts Jesus above all messengers ever sent by God. Then we have this admonition. For this reason, in other words, because Jesus is the exalted messenger of God, he says, "For this reason we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it." For those of us who have heard the truth declared of God's salvation through Jesus, we are warned to pay close attention to what we have heard. Listening to Jesus is not just hearing his words and knowing his teachings and believing in them. The listening includes our reaction or our response to his words. Jesus said at the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them is like the wise man who built his house on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act upon them will be like the foolish man who built his house on sand. We share our message, encouraging you to listen carefully to Jesus. It is a matter of eternal life.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's our King. He's our King. He is reigning over us, and He's our King. We adore and praise and lift up our voice to Jesus Christ, our King. You are Lord. You are Lord. You have risen from the dead, and You are Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.